This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Hong Kong police rearrested a prominent democracy activist after revoking her bail Wednesday on the eve of a sensitive anniversary of the city's handover to China. Lawyer Chow Hang Tung, one of the few remaining democracy activists not already in jail or exile, was initially detained on June 4th for publicizing a banned vigil commemorating Beijing's deadly Tiananmen Square crackdown in 1989. Chow was also the legal representative for three democracy groups appealing a police ban on July 1st demonstrations, marking the 24th anniversary of Hong Kong's handover from Britain. Authorities have rejected the appeal and warned the public not to participate or advertise unauthorized assemblies. Wednesday also marks 1 year since Beijing imposed the sweeping national security law on Hong Kong in response to huge and often violent protests in 2019. Rescue crews searched on through the shattered ruins of a collapsed Miami-area condo tower early Wednesday, with hopes of finding more survivors fading after nearly a week of digging. 12 people have been confirmed killed in the disaster, which could rank as the deadliest accidental structural failure in U.S. history. 149 people are still missing and believed trapped in the rubble, but nobody has been pulled alive since the early hours of the disaster. Investigators have not concluded what caused nearly half of the 40-year-old Champlain Tower South condo to crumple as residents slept in the early hours of last Thursday. U.S. President Joe Biden and his wife Jill Biden plan to visit on Thursday to the scene of the tragedy in the oceanfront town of Surfside, Florida, adjacent to Miami Beach, according to the White House. This is VOA News. North Korea state media reported Wednesday leader Kim Jong-un berated top officials for failures in coronavirus prevention that caused a great crisis, using strong language that raised the specter of a mass outbreak in a country that would be scarcely able to handle it. The report did not specify what had prompted Kim to call the meeting of the ruling Workers' Party, but experts said North Korea could be wrestling with a significant setback in its pandemic fight. So far, North Korea has claimed to have no coronavirus infections, despite testing thousands of people and sharing a border with China. Experts widely doubt the claim and are concerned about a potential outbreak given the country's poor health infrastructure. At the meeting, Kim criticized the senior officials for supposed incompetence, irresponsibility, and passiveness in planning and executing antivirus measures amid the lengthening pandemic, according to North Korea's official Korean Central News Agency. Russian President Vladimir Putin said Wednesday he opposed introducing mandatory vaccinations in Russia despite a surge in coronavirus infections in the country and slow inoculation rates. Putin says regional authorities are instead promoting localized mandatory vaccinations and other measures to avoid introducing new quarantines. Russia earlier Wednesday reported nearly 700 coronavirus deaths over the past 24 hours, a record number of fatalities for the second day in a row, according to a government tally. The country is grappling with a spike of infections spurred by the highly infectious Delta variant, first identified in India, with authorities struggling to convince Russians to get vaccinated. Putin said Wednesday some 23 million Russians had received a jab, while claiming the country's homegrown vaccines are better than foreign alternatives, naming AstraZeneca and Pfizer. On Wednesday, Putin announced he'd been inoculated with Sputnik V, the first vaccine registered in Russia. Bangladesh government said Wednesday it's deploying army troops beginning Thursday to enforce a strict lockdown amid a record spike in coronavirus cases driven by the Delta variant. Most restrictions imposed as part of a strict lockdown introduced in April have since been lifted, but a record spike in cases this week of the highly contagious variant has prompted the government to order a week of tight controls. The government says no one will be allowed to go out except in a case of emergency during this period. Adding army troops alongside law enforcement agencies would be deployed to enforce the lockdown. All Bangladesh offices and transportation will be shut down during this period, while factories, including the country's prime garment export sector, will be allowed to remain open if they follow protocols. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.